Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets closing out the first half of the 2019-20 campaign against Bethy Lutheran here today at the Mertz. And now I have the distinct pleasure of being joined by senior forward Colton Williams. Colton, thanks for joining us for the halftime player interview. I'll get right to it here. It's been an impressive start, really, for you guys for the most part. You played a really tough schedule. I know you missed last year because of injury, like of your cohort, V. Milinkovic. We'll talk more about that in a second here, but 3-0 in the conference, 5-4 overall. Pretty good. This is a team that only won 6 games all of last year, so a nice turnaround, and it seems like you guys are in a really good place here going into the break.
Yeah, I feel like we're in a good position. You know, we're just taking it day by day, building on each practice, building on each game to try and get better. So hopefully come tournament time or January, wherever we're sitting at, we can be the best team we are.
You know, it's interesting to see how this team has matured this year. You know, basically this is the team that you guys thought you were going to have last year this year. I mean, you and Vita are back. You guys both missed last year, and it really put the team kind of behind the eight ball a little bit last year in terms of trying to stay competitive. Some guys got moved around, played in different spots. But in watching you guys develop this year, it does seem like you guys are getting good balance from across the lineup right now. And it does seem, like I said, the team is gelling really well at just the right time here with the conference season beginning to really kick in the full gear here.
Yeah, so like you said earlier, we did have a pretty tough non-conference schedule, which really, I think, geared us up to get prepared for conference. So we really took it seriously coming into conference that we wanted to make a statement right away. We wanted to gel. We wanted to show that we were a different team than years past, that we could get it done. And right now we're sitting at 3-0. Hopefully we can make it 4 tonight.
You know, it's been fun to watch it from my perspective because especially with you and Vede coming back, I know the knee injury was a frustration for you and Vede as well. You know, that's one of those things that happens. You never know when it could happen and when it might not happen. But it does seem like you guys are, you two of you especially, are really embracing the opportunity in your senior year now to kind of go out on a high note.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, again, last year this is what we were expecting, to come out our last year, senior seasons, make a statement. Too bad it couldn't go like that last year, but we got another opportunity this year. And I mean, me and V were so close, going through our injuries at the same time. I think it's helped us become stronger, closer together, as teammates, as friends. And I think going through it at the same time, we got to push each other here and there, keep each other on track to get prepared for this season. So, I mean, I'm glad that he's my teammate. I'm glad we get another shot at it this year, and I'm just excited.
It also seems like the chemistry is really good. And I know you two, being upperclassmen, you've kind of taken on that leadership role along with Mac in the backcourt. You guys, you know, it's an interesting-looking team because there's 4 seniors in the starting 5. But that other 5th member is a freshman who's really stepped in for you guys with Mason Ackley, who's become a real contributor. But it does seem like the upper class is really leading the way. And what do you think the biggest key to you guys being able to do that has been here so far this year?
I think it's just, I wouldn't even say it's our upper class leading the way. I think it's a very team-oriented, I can't even think of the word, what I would say.
A group of guys.
Yeah, I think it's a very close-knit group of guys. Everybody, I mean, like you said, Mason, he's a freshman. He even steps up and is a leader to the other freshmen. Me and Vede coming back, we have a little bit of a chip on our shoulder because we didn't get the opportunity to participate last year. Allen, he has a chip on his shoulder from not being able to play as much as he wanted to at his last school, so he gets to come here. So everybody's just on the same page. We all have the same goals. We want to win, and I think that leadership stems from everybody, from the seniors all the way down to the last guy on the roster.
And one more question before I let you go. Obviously, that senior year can be a little bittersweet because you played basketball, you know, all the way through. I mean, at this point in your career, you've played almost everybody that reaches this point in their college career has played at least 10 years of basketball, mostly more. Are there any specific goals that you want to achieve here in your final season as a Yellow Jacket?
Ultimately, just contribute to winning basketball games. My college career hasn't been super successful compared to high school and playing basketball before that. So I just want to contribute to winning games and hopefully still be contending around tournament time, make the conference tournament, and get a home playoff game.
Well, so far so good in that regard. Hopefully it continues. Thanks for joining us, Colton, and good luck the rest of the season.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
That was Yellow Jacket senior forward Colton Williams. I'll be right back with more halftime programming on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.